we were attracted to this different market that the indie bands were attracted
to. Yeah, true, it's a different audience completely.
So. I think it automatically sets us off when they find out, again, when they find out we're not an indie act at all, a usual Manchester act. It sets us off from the rest, it gives us an advantage.
Yeah. It's good for Manchester as well, it shows that it's not all indie bands that come from there.
You know, people that haven't seen us when we tell them we're from Manchester, they go, another band from Manchester.
That's right, it was another band from Manchester, wasn't it, at one point?
Yeah.
It's something that started, we all met about 2 years ago, and within that 2 years, the first year we spent getting songs together and getting the dancing together. And about last Christmas, we went around all the record companies and nobody was interested at all. Yeah. You know, no, it's not right for us, and this, that, and the other. So our manager decided to make his own record label. And there was a record released in July, and basically what happened was we just run out of money after the first 2 weeks. And the second week we got to like 92 in the charts, but that was it then. We couldn't afford any more records to be pressed up or anything. And with the sort of the media coverage as well as the TVs we'd got, all the major record labels were like throwing deals out. So that's how it happened really. But like, I mean, even when RCA's deal was coming up, it was still pretty slow, you know. And with the sort of the profile the band had, we needed the record out immediately.
Yeah,
so it was like a rush process. So it's like a rush process to get the single out. And of course, we'd already had one flop, as it were. I don't like to say that really, but
so a lot of people put their own records out that sells two copies and doesn't get anything. So in that respect, it wasn't a flop.
Yeah. But I mean, we knew that this time we had to have a top four to hit, so it was a bit of a pressure really, but we had to get it together fast. So that's when we've been working our bollocks off, basically.
And we feel that it's been a good learning process for us as well. We've worked a lot since the first single. We appreciate it now getting in the charts a lot more. If we'd had a hit with the first single, we probably would have thought, oh, this is easy.